three universal characteristics. It's known as universal because it spans all phenomena. But some of the characteristics is not so universal also. It's universal as far as conditioned phenomena is concerned. Yeah, the first one is sabbe sankara anicchati. Yeah, that all conditioned phenomena, all fabricated things, yeah, is impermanent, are impermanent. Yeah, understand? Yeah. So fabricated things are impermanent. That's the first universal characteristics that underlies all things compounded. Are you compounded? Say yes. Yeah. Actually, we are compounded. Although every day when we wake up, we feel like only one I, ma. But actually, this so-called I comprises a lot of things put together, yeah, through a collection of conditions. The table is also similar to us in that sense. It's also compounded. And what the Buddha observed is, there is nothing that is compounded that is eternal and permanent. No, no such a thing that exists. Yeah. So that's the first universal characteristic. Second is that that which is impermanent and changing, yeah, is subject to suffering. Subject to suffering. This part maybe need a bit of explanation. So, follow me. I ask you a simple question, you give me direct answer. Don't think Abhidhamma, don't think, wow, this one very chim question, must give a, wow, master's degree kind of answer, okay? Just give me the most direct question answer. So, question. That which is impermanent, is it subject to change? Will it change, in other words?
Yes.
Yeah, very simple, straightforward. Is second, is something that is impermanent subject to change? This subject to change, when something change, is it due to conditions or due to your decision?
Conditions.
And this is the other feature of this anicca. When we say anicca, it's not just impermanence. It is that this change changes due to conditions, not due to our whims and fancy, you know. Because if it's due to our whims and fancy, we can decide for it to change or not to change. But are we really in such control? No. So then, this manner of changing, yeah, is it conducive for stability or instability?
Instability.
Instability. Because you cannot control it, ma. Yeah. And such change that is unstable, yeah, is it more certain or less certain?
Less certain.
Less certain, is it? Isn't it? Yeah. It's uncertain because you cannot determine it. And finally, I ask you, this kind of change that is unstable, uncertain, not within your control, yeah, does it cause you to feel more at ease or less at ease?
Less
at ease. And hence, in this way, is it conducive for your happiness? But in the sutta, it's straight away. Yeah. Something that is impermanent, subject to change, is it subject to suffering? Wow, the monks at that point in time immediately just answer, subject to suffering. Yeah. When we learn it, we just memorize, okay, subject to suffering. But sometimes we may think, sometimes we also don't think why. So this is one way to help you to reflect and understand, oh, this is why. But you need to go through a few more times to be sure, you know. You must go and reflect on it to be sure. Because this is my reflection I'm sharing with you. But you must go and observe and reflect, until you are quite certain that all kinds of changes is indeed not conducive for happiness. Even the one that you seem to be able to control, is not, you know. Because in fact, the one that you seem to be able to control is the one that really lead you to suffering. Because it gives you a false sense of control. Make you lull you into a false sense of security, of certainty. But in fact, even when you seem to be in control, you are still not in control. And this leads us to the third characteristics. Sabbe dharma anattati. Yeah, that all phenomena whatsoever, all are without self. Coming square one to the question. There are no self. And this is about how in the sutta the Buddha asks that which is impermanent, subject to change, subject to suffering, is this fit for you to be considered mine, me, or myself? Very interesting, huh? In the Buddha's time, sometimes he will just declare the three characteristics as it is. Many times he will ask it in a series of questions. Yeah. For people to go and figure out themselves, to reflect and to observe and to come to the conclusion themselves. Yeah, he don't force feed you no self, no self. You say got self, force it, self enough, no self, not like that. But he will ask the monks. He will ask the disciples, you go and think about it, is it fit for you? That means, in other words, if something is impermanent, subject to change, and the change is without your control, then can you still say that it belongs to you, that is mine? Or can you say that that is who you are? If it's who you are, you should be able to control it. If it changes due to other conditions, then you're not in control. Then how can you say that that is you? Or for that matter, your very essence, yourself, your atta, your atman. Yeah? So when we look at the sutta, this is the angle. Yeah? It's not an indoctrination. Instead, it is a series of questions and answers. Where the Buddha, through his questions, is inviting people to think for themselves.